We are going to complete Simon Tov Kuf Yud, which shall take us only a few minutes, Bez Hashem. And then we're going to move on to Simon Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, which is perhaps the most the most important, the most shriach, the most common, the most frequent. Yeah, don't know. One of the really, really important halachas in Hilchos Yom Tov is going to are coming really in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. All right, okay. Let's just get there first. Simon Tov Kuf Yud Tziv Tes is going to continue very much the din that we discussed last night. We said that whilst Hoitzah is permitted on Yom Tov, as a general rule, you have to carry on Yom Tov, even if there's no Ehuv. However, things, actions, and activities which are specifically recognized as a great ticha, you may not do on Yom Tov, such as schlepping tons of barrels of wine or schlepping tons of... So if you've got to do all that on Yom Tov, if you're unfortunate enough that you've got to schlep all this on Yom Tov, you've got to do it in an irregular way, not in a normal way, but in a strange, uncommon way. That's the way you're going to carry. And hence, subsequently, and therefore, Sif Tez tells us the same halacha yet again. If you've got a schlep, hey, on Yom Tov, do not carry it by taking this hay on your back, which is the normal way of carrying the hay. Rather, elonoit lo biyodo, schlep with your hands. This is not the way you normally schlep hay. I'm sure last time you schlepped hay, I'm sure you didn't carry it in your hands, because that would be the not normal way of carrying it. I'm sure you did the normal way, which is putting it in your back. Therefore, that's the way you do it on weekdays. You may not do so on Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, you go do it in an uncommon way. The uncommon way of carrying hay is by schlepping it with your hands in the front of you. And that leads us to Sif Yud. V'chen masois, similarly, loads. Shadakon is a b'moit, if you're carrying things with a stick. Yisois al gaboy me'achoyrov, put it on your back. Here again, this is a strange way of carrying it. V'shadakon yisois al me'achoyrov, yisois ksefoy. Items which you normally carry on your back, yisois al ksefoy, carry them on Yom Tov on your shoulder. If these are things which you normally would carry on your shoulder, you say some biyodoy, carry them with your hand. Left or nov, in front of you, or yifoy salem begedo, at least cover them with a cloth or material. The point being here, yet again, that you're going to do things in a not normal way, because that would be tuticha yeseira over to the choil, and you've got to carry on Yom Tov in a abnormal way. There's anything similar to that, just do things in an irregular way. I'm going to point out something on a little bit of a side note. I do appreciate and I do even understand the concept that you've got to carry things in a different way on Yom Tov. I understand. On Yom Tov, you carry things in a different way. I therefore understand that things that you put on your back, you hold with your hands. Understand that things you put on your shoulder, you're going to put in your hands, or vice versa, whatever it is. That the physical activity, the physical way of carrying, is going to differ. I understand that. What I don't fully understand is this halach we just saw right now. What's the rule? He said that, you know what, if it's something, what was the words of the Shulchan Aruch? Items that you normally would carry on your shoulder, take them with your hands in front of you, or perhaps alternatively, put a material, a cloth, a shmat on top of it. That would be considered the shinui. Moirai v'raboisai, why is that considered the shinui? By putting something on top of it. I understand that the action, the maisa, needs to be a shinoi. I do, however, not comprehend why covering the item is considered a shinui. I don't understand that. Because it's mechse. Perhaps, nice. Very nice. Because it's all mechse, so therefore if it looks, it appears different. Right. Okay. V'mi efsha. And if it's not possible to change the way you're going to schlep those barrels, you can't. Could go in such as Shizimna, but Oichim, you've had too many guests. For Tuchle Mavel over Lifneim. Suddenly, all the guests, oh, good Yomtev, good Yomtev, good Yomtev. And you suddenly realize you've got to take all the wines from downstairs. And you can't carry it in an irregular way. It's going to take far too long. Oise Keda Koi, you can do it in a regular way. This is, when do we say that? When a person is carrying it all. But when you're carrying through an animal, the animal schlepping the loads, then you may not ask an animal, you may not put loads on the animal to carry it on your behalf. That's not going to work. You cannot do that on Yom Tov. Because indeed, yeah. Indeed. That's what we're learning over here. Yeah. Okay. And finally, Sifyut Aleph Ein Mevin Eitzim. Where did you carry woods? Why do you need woods on Yom Tov? Of course. But Ein Mevin Eitzim Lo Bechavel. Don't take it with a rope. How do you schlep wood with a rope? Suppose you tie them around and then you schlep it. Yeah. Lo Mevin Eitzim Lo Bechavel Lo Bekupa. Not on a box, le machteles. Elo maybe mitbachas vechekoy. You gotta, the way you schlep the woods on Yom Tov, don't take it with a rope. Don't put them in a box. Don't put them in a basket. Rather, put the sticks, the woods, put them in your mitbachas on a rope, and wrap them in your robe, and that's how you take them. So they are basically on your lap. You wrap them, and the material, the robes are much longer than our contemporary jackets. And then you put them like kind of on your lap. You wrap it up, and that's how you take it. And that's the way you're meant to carry the loads. Here again, the reason being because it's a shinui from regular weekdays, and that's the way you must carry on Yom Tov. And that leads us to Simon Tov Kuf Yudalev. Boy Rabbi Rabbi Say, perhaps the most important halachas in Sinchas Yom Tov. Perhaps. We can argue it through afterwards. I think it's probably the most. To heat up water on Yom Tov. Okay. Do you remember we spoke, we had a controversy at one point. We discussed something. I don't remember where it was exactly. Do you remember we had a conversation about Oichel Nefesh, to define Oichel Nefesh? We had a stretched interpretation of Oichel Nefesh by Shlomo Zalman. What was it?
That's it.
The Shlomo Zalman said clearing the table would be mukta if there's mukta items. You can. That's it. Very good. Shlomo Zalman says that clearing off the table and taking mukta items is oichel nefesh. Just like you have to carry. But there's also that meaning of. There's also that. There was also oichel nefesh. The question was. Why is that considered Oichel Nefesh? I understand Oichel Nefesh is when you're preparing something to eat, physical consumption. All right, Oichel Nefesh. Torah says Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. But how far can you stretch Kavod Yom Tov? How far can you stretch the Oichel Nefesh aspect that we permit? So this is addressed over here. Oh, that will be touching on that as well. Very good. This is going to be discussed now. This is it, Metoich and Oichel Nefesh. So now let's see Sif Aleph, and we're going to see Mishneh Berurah, and that's going to be a bit the introduction to this topic. Mutar la'aseh medura le'ischamim kenegdo. You are allowed to make a fireplace to, on Sukkah sometimes it can get a bit cold, and on Pesach as well it can still be a little bit cold. So you can make a fireplace to warm yourself up on Yom Tov. Yesh Oimrim, the Ramah disagrees. The Osulochim Besachor Yom Tov, some say you may not make a fireplace to warm yourself up on Yom Tov. The Lif Omim, Eina Kor Godoil, because sometimes it's not that cold. Veinolim Mefunokim, it's only for Mefunokim for spoiled people. Rav kemechetz humugma da osan, who be within the category of mechetz, bathhouse, humugma, spices, essence, the osu, which is osu. For nagulokal, the custom is to be lenient. So we see already, it is already now quite an interesting machloikas over here. So on the one hand, we are saying, would you say that it is muta osu to make a fireplace on Yom Tov, not for cooking purpose? Again, cooking purpose, we've learned now over weeks that to make a fire for cooking is perfectly permitted. Oichal nefesh, you're allowed to make a fire to cook on Yom Tov. Here he's not going to cook. He's only eating cold cuts. And he wants cold cuts, mayonnaise, and challah. That's what he wants. He's not going to have anything hot. And he's not interested in warming any food up. All he wants is to have, it's cold. He wants to warm up the place. Are you allowed to make a fire to warm yourself up on Yom Tov? Or not? So, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to. The Gemara says, no, you can't. Because for many, you don't need to. It's not cold enough. It's not so cold. So you're going to say, well, but he is cold, this individual. Well, who cares about him? He's just a spoiled fellow.
Surely we should look at the pool,
outcome.
The conditions now is not so cold.
Very good.
That's what the Ramah seems to be saying. But surely I should look at the pool of heating up.
Very good. And here comes the opening of this discussion. See, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. Muta Lasis Madura, very important Mishneh Berurah. Very, very important Mishneh Berurah. So it says as follows. Ve'af deksiv ba'Torah. It says in the Torah, Ach, Asher Yocheil, he says the melachos which are prohibited in Yom Tov. Then it says, Ach, however, Asher Yocheil, what you will be eating, Lechol Nefesh, for any soul, who this Levadoi only, independently, Yaseh Lochem, you may do. So the Torah says, melachos are also, yes, on Yom Tov, melachos are also. However, a Oichal Nefesh, you may make and do on Yom Tov. Kaimelon, and we paskin from that, since making a fire, kindling, making a fire for Oichal Nefesh is permitted, since it's permitted to nefesh for cooking, so it's also permitted not for Oichal Nefesh. Ubilvad, sheshovel Oichal Nefesh v'tzorich Yom Tov. So he says that there is a condition. Yes, you are. I'm just going to carry on. Some say the whole midi that knows a goof.
Yes, some melachas are permitted on Yom Tov. Oichal nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov. This is true. But now, if we say that oichal nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, there is a very important disqualifying factor. Is that a word? Disqualifying factor, which applies. And that is the famous concept of Shov Lechol Nefesh. How are you going to translate Shov Lechol Nefesh? Equal to everyone, that's it. It's equal to everyone. So when we say that melachos are permitted on Yom Tov, that's only if it's equal for Shov Lechol Nefesh, equal for everybody. So if something is not equal for everybody, it's not something which is unanimously, universally, globally needed, that is not considered, there will be no heter of Oichal Nefesh. Rabbi said this is incredibly important. Oichal Nefesh is only permitted if something which is globally needed. If it's not globally needed, then the heter of Oichal Nefesh doesn't apply. More on that later, but just as a concept. Very good, that's very much the discussion of smoking on Yom Tov. So, perhaps we can mention it now, that, so smoking on Yom Tov, it's very much that shaila. If it's making fire on Yom Tov, which we say is only permitted if it's Shov Lechol Nefesh. So is it Shov Lechol Nefesh or not? Definitely not. Why is it not Shov Lechol Nefesh? So people don't like smoke. Right, so the Maaseh, many poskim say, I think Shem Zalman says, what you say, and some poskim will say that therefore smoking is actually also, and they say that, pretty much based on that, since it's not Shov Lechol Nefesh, since it's not Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh, therefore one may not smoke. He actually questions smoking during the week, but never mind that. He says that if one person does smoke, then on Yom Tov it's also. However, famously, and I think many poskim is without opinion, I think Rav Eliashiv in his later years also forbade smoking on Yom Tov. Moshe Feinstein, however, is Mekel. Moshe Feinstein talks about smoking and he says you can't say that it's not Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh. And Moshe Feinstein holds that it will be considered Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh based on a sif we're going to see later. So we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. So we'll get to that. That's Mamash Tashayla. Yeah, we'll get to that. But that's just as a. What's that? Like you gave it up. Yeah. Yeah. So we should probably readdress this question in greater detail when we get to the more details on Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh a little bit later. But it's very much that discussion. It's got to do with Gzeiras Mechatz as well, with the Mechatz as well later. I don't know. Yeah, would it be like, yeah, that's, I don't know the answer. Interesting. As a first prototype application of this concept, you've got the Rama over here. Shulchan Aruch says, you can make a fireplace in Yom Tov. You are called, by all means, make a fire, Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh. Says the Rama, he says, come on, that's not true. Again, we are talking about Sukkot and Pesach. We're talking about Yom Tov. Sukkot, inevitably, is always the same kind of climate. Sukkot and Pesach, they're each, when it's not particularly freezing cold. It's not a deep winter. Both Pesach and Sukkot is not a deep winter. By definition. Although, I don't know, actually. What's in South Africa? Well, it's also not a deep winter. No, it's not. No. I wonder if there's any... What's about in Australia? Was the southern hemisphere what?
It's just
bad.
The interesting thing about those times of the year is where I think that wherever you are in the world, it's more temperate, isn't it? Because if you're in the southern hemisphere, the
it's
just reversed, isn't it?
Right.
If you're in the equator,
That's right. So it's not going to be. That's right. Yeah, you're right. Of course.
Sure.
Absolutely, right. Very good. Yeah, so either way, the climate is going to be pretty much, it's not going to be the extreme cold. So therefore, the Ramona comes along and he says, you cannot allow making a fireplace on Yom Tov. You cannot allow, because it's not Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Telif Omim, Sifkot and Gimel first to get the picture clear. Lochem Beis Achorif, Hainu She'en Mevashel Shom, Shom Tavshel. Of course, if you're going to end up cooking, if you're allowed to make a fire, if you're going to end up cooking, of course. But we are not addressing cooking now. We are addressing making a fire for heat. So Rak Lochem Bilvat, only to eat yourself. So he says, the Ramah says, no, you can't. Why? Telif Omim in Akor Egol, because sometimes it's not so cold. Perish. Bizman She'en Akor Egol, when it's not so cold, She'en Derech Stam Neodim La'akbid Al Tzinezu. Majority of people are not actually cold. They're not finding it so cold. They will normally put the fireplace on for that kind of climate and temperature. If, of course, the other occasion that it gets freezing cold on Yom Tov, as at times will occur by Pesach, for Sukkot on Pesach on Sukkot, of course it's going to be permitted. If it's in principle, of course, it's considered Ochel Nefesh. Yes, if it's freezing cold, it's fine. You know, these Gemara speak about snow, the Poskim, not the Gemara, the Poskim speak about snow on Sukkahs. So, in such an instance, warming up the place, it's fine, it's permitted, because fireplace is considered Ochel Nefesh. Rak, Shamacholim Ashmenim, Yikushimach Maskoy, sorry, Ve'afim Loikokoy. Even if it's not freezing cold, that the more fatty foods are going to freeze and congeal. Of course, in such instance, you would be allowed to put the heating place on, that it shouldn't congeal. But we are not talking about this. We are talking about Pesach and Sukkot, which is not freezing conditions, but it's a little bit a little bit cold. I've got this memory of my grandmother always being cold in the sukkah. Always being cold in the sukkah. Could be warm. She'd always come out with a coat and a scarf and everything. So, you know, so, is there, yeah? I'm burning hot, but it's the sukkah is always, oh yeah. So fine, so for her, yeah? For your mother, or loved it, for my grand. Would you be allowed to put the fireplace on in the sukkah? Would you be allowed to? But would it be, so here we're learning, according to Ramah says, no, because shovel connect the heter of oichal nefesh is to be, if it's shovel echal nefesh, this is not shovel echal nefesh, this individual happens to be a bit extreme, a bit spoiled, should we call it spoiled, or a bit, istinous, yeah, a bit, yeah, so for them, that you can't, there's no heter, to start cooking on, to start making a fire on Yom Tov. So this is not, Shovel Echal Nefesh is a condition to allow Echal Nefesh. So when it comes to cooking, you know, everyone likes nice hot food, everybody likes to enjoy a good hot meal, but when it comes to a fireplace, it's got to be that everybody needs it, everybody enjoys it, and everybody wants it. If it's just an individual, it would be not included in the head of Echal Nefesh because there's a precondition of Shovel Echal Nefesh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. However, after all that, the Ramah does say, "V'nagulakel that the minig is to be lenient, sif gotten zayin. V'nagulakel kiven the ikem melech savoru b'shvil koyr u'melech zamuteres. Because in principle, generally speaking, to make a fire is fine on Yom Tov because you're going to end up because you need to cook on Yom Tov, so it's fine generally to make a fire. To shavuach nefesh, cooking shavuach nefesh. Lo kaptini makoyr god lekotten. Therefore, when it comes to heat in the when you want to make a heat, we're not makpid that much either as well. But I wanted to bring out, although this is the minig, is to be lenient, but the principle is a true principle that we need the concept of Shovel Echal Nefesh in order to allow something to be Het of Tzorech Echal Nefesh. It's really important. We're going to discuss this in far greater detail, but this was an introductory, a background, a very essential, the foundation of this sermon. We're going to discuss that in greater detail, which in future shiurim. Just to recap what we learned this evening, Be'ezer Hashem, we spoke about the schlepping, when you're schlepping hay or any other item. On Yom Tov, you must do this in a normal way because of Uvd al-Khoil and it's Tirch Yesera. You must, even although carrying on Yom Tov is permitted, but with great loads, you have to do it in a different way than a weekday. Having said that, if you've got a lot of guests and you're rushing, you don't want to get on the wrong side, yeah, and you want to honor them, so you may be lenient and carry the loads even in a regular way, even on Yom Tov. We then went to Sim Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, which taught us the Shulchan Aruch's opinion that you're allowed to make a fireplace, Echal Nefesh, you're allowed to make a fireplace even though you're not eating from it, but merely you're just warming yourself up from it, that's fine. The Ramah is more hesitant, and he says that even it's not always mutter, but you've got to make sure that everybody enjoys that, everybody benefits from it, and everybody likes it because there's a condition and a rule of Shovel Echal Nefesh that it must be equally. Equally shovel echal nefesh must be equally beneficial for everybody. The kol nefesh for everybody. If it fails that condition, then there is no heter. Good evening, gentlemen.